Egyptian police raid a Christian bookstore. Hackers vandalize an evangelist's website. And missionary kids step into a serving role in Tanzania. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Egyptian authorities raided a Christian bookstore in Cairo this week and arrested an employee. Voice of the Martyrs Todd Nettleton says police also seized store records. Why the raid? An Egyptian Christian had visited the bookstore the previous day. He was the same one who was the first to petition the religious court to officially change his religion following his conversion to Christianity.
It's against Islamic law for a Muslim to leave the faith, and so they denied his request to change his ID. He apparently had been to this Christian bookstore just the day before, so it's unclear if the police were following him and that's how they came on the store, or if they were watching the store anyway and just picked this particular day to raid.
Although the Constitution allows for freedom of conversion, new Christians are often treated with disdain. Nettleton confirms ministry to believers in this area.
In Egypt, that means providing Christian literature, providing Bibles, as well as providing other ministry tools to help them reach out to their Muslim friends and neighbors.
Next, religious hatred could be the reason for a cyber attack on Sammy Tippett Ministries in the U.S. Sammy Tippett Ministries does evangelism, church leader training, discipleship, and other work in countries difficult for Christians. His multilingual website that helps facilitate that has apparently drawn the attention of anti-Christians.
Someone went into our international site and they deleted every bit of content. Then they went back in and they took down the server and basically destroyed it.
Tippett's confident his ministry was the target because theirs was the only site attacked. While troubling, Tippett's also encouraged.
When something like that happens and someone is that upset, you know that what we're doing is working. So we're reaching people in some of these difficult areas, and so for that to be targeted, that meant there is fear and Satan is trembling.
While most of the content's been restored, funding is needed to help offset the cost to get it running again. You're listening to Mission Network News. Infant mortality rates dropped 18% since 2003 in Afghanistan. That's just one goal among many for Cure International's programs in Kabul. Their medical training program has helped save the lives of women who normally would have no assistance during labor. Cure provides care with Christian love because only 14% of pregnant women in Afghanistan receive any assistance. Cure's two-year-old neonatal unit may also contribute to the rising number of infants surviving birth. Meanwhile, missionary kids are stepping into their parents' shoes this week. They're taking a short hike away from school to minister to physically and mentally challenged students in their town. A Reach Global missionary at the Haven of Peace Academy in Tanzania is leading the trip. Their community service is part of the school's challenge to students to serve and imitate Christ. Pray that the week will provide opportunities for them to grow and for the team leader to encourage meaningful interaction. And HIV/AIDS is behind India's 35 million orphans. Without someone standing in the gap between the streets and hope, a whole generation will be lost. Orphan Outreach's Mike Duras says that's why they're partnering with the Elwin Park Home for Girls in Gujarat State.
They're currently renting a facility to care for the girls. They're in really a space crunch for the number of girls that they have. So what we're hoping to be able to do is expand the physical facilities that the girls are in, but then also add the educational piece to it, and that is really trying to train the girls so that they can live independently after they leave.
The children can break the cycle of abuse and poverty with the hope of Christ. Duras says that's a key part of their work.
All the staff are Christians, and the girls are very active in a local church there. And so the idea is to be able to reach out to these kids who are orphaned in this community and have an impact in their lives for Christ.
Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Millions of Christians are persecuted for their faith every year around the world. Mission Aviation Fellowship's offering a special edition Better Than Life CD, Today's Stories of Faith, to help you remember them. Call 1-800-995-4828. It features Scott Crepane, Shannon Wexelberg, and Charles Billingsley. Or go to missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.